Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Start out with Hurricane Dorian. Started out slow, like, oh, really won't affect the U.S. Mm-hmm. And now this thing is getting big. It might be one of the strongest hurricanes to hit the east side of Florida in 3 decades. It's expected to grow larger and produce over... powerful over the next 3 to 4 days. It's going to head towards the U.S., most likely reaching Florida, the coast, on Monday or Tuesday. It keeps on changing, but that's what they're expecting. They're saying they're expecting it to be a Category 4 hurricane.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, really high, isn't it?
Yeah. The highest is 5. So they're expecting...
Oh, my gosh.
They're expecting a high one. So
I have friends that are in Florida right now.
Really?
And, like, they're going to be there all of next week.
Oh, man. Well, I hope they're safe and they're ready for that, because it's not going to be good. Let's say, according to a hurricane specialist, unfortunately, he said, I don't see the large-scale factors that would prevent Dorian from becoming an extremely dangerous category during the next few days, like stopping it, I guess. So it's gonna continue on. This is insane. In Houston, in H-Town, where we're on the air on Houston's new Radio Now 92.1, a mom is warning other parents after a driver blew past her 5-year-old daughter's stop school bus, nearly hitting the child.
There goes Melina!
Josephine Kirk Taylor and two of her children were waiting outside, excited for their sister Melina's special moment, finishing her first round trip to and from kindergarten on the bus.
Me recording a special moment and then it turned completely around.
Notice the bus stops, puts out its stop sign. The kindergartner gets off the bus, ready to cross the road to her mom.
This one car just continued to speed down the road and almost hit my daughter.
No, wait.
She didn't listen. This whole incident could have been on a further step.
The car never stopped, in fact. Fortunately, Melina was okay.
You could have murdered a child.
The mother hopes what almost happened to her daughter is a wake-up call for all drivers as children head back to school.
It takes 10 seconds to stop so a child can cross the street. It takes 10 seconds for a child to get off the bus.
I watched that video and I honestly thought, I mean, in Indiana, unfortunately, that happened, what was it, last school year?
Yeah.
A woman killed, I think, 2 or 3 kids. They were all siblings. I mean, obviously, she didn't mean to, but she wasn't paying attention. This is still going on, but it's just like, gosh, it's like when you see a bus stopped and the signs out. I don't care. Like, I'll stop. I need to know the law. We need to get somebody on the show to talk about that because it's school season. Because I don't know. Like, let's say you're on the other divided side of the road. Do I have to stop even though it's all the way across if I'm on the right and they're on the left, like way far across? Does anybody know the actual answer?
I don't know. I just would stop. Like,
no,
if I was
would
in my
too.
Car, I would just stop because I don't know the, like, real legal answer. But that is, like, the scariest thing, hearing her scream like that and hearing the car. I mean, that is full body goosebumps. Like, oh my gosh, how terrifying.
Liv, when you see the video, I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog on our website. One step away from getting hit. Like, it's not being dramatic.
It's
just pure luck. And the driver did not even touch the brakes. This is another scary situation. You guys ever go kayaking? It's fun. It's relaxing.
Love it.
Well, this guy was in a kayak, and he says an alligator started swimming after him. The 10-foot-long, 360-pound gator and this Georgia man were in a pond together. The man said he was practicing for a bass fishing tournament when he spotted the gator getting closer and closer and closer.
Gosh.
He said, in that moment, all that came to my mind was paddle. And he said, quote, he just paddled and paddled. He said it came within 5 feet of him. He said he was paddling so hard that, like, the back of the kayak started sinking into the water and the front, like a plane lifting off the air. He's like going like a cartoon, like animated speed, like Captain Hook, trying to get away from the thing. But he said he paddled and he made it to the shore to the truck. They eventually caught the gator. They determined, well, the gator's dangerous because it's not afraid of humans. So they put the gator down. But, oh, my gosh, that's insane.
That's like Happy Gilmore, the gator in Happy Gilmore that eats the Chubbs. Yeah.
Never forget Chubbs. And finally, this is so funny. New Hampshire's governor actually stepped in to help a woman keep a 15-year-old vanity license plate that reads, here's the letters. You guys tell me if you can figure it out.
Okay.
PB4WEGO.
PB4WEGO. Peanut butter for Eggo? PB, my egg, or what? PB4EGO. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
PB4WEGO. President Barack for even great. Okay.
I'm out. I don't know.
I have no idea.
The woman made national news after the DMV wanted her to surrender the plates. They said phrases like that are not permitted. The governor reached out and strongly urged them to allow the woman to keep the plate. What did that phrase mean that they were against? Pee before we go.
Oh.
For her kids. Go to the bathroom before we hit the road and take off.
Was there a W in there that I missed?
Yes, it was P-B-4-W-E-G-O.
I missed the W. I was just saying P-B-4-E-G-O.
You're like, Ego. Lego my Ego. All right.
I actually did get the P before, but I didn't get the rest.
That's okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.